Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She lives off-grid. She lives on a farm. She raises her own food. And she looks up, down, left, right, forward, and backward. And she pays attention. And what she's sharing with you is her view on what she thinks is going to happen in the near future after the selection for CEO in the United States of America. Worldwide violence is rampant. People are frustrated. People have had it. People have had the good life, and they don't like not having the freedoms that they used to have. They don't like the response from the White House. They don't like the profanity from Hollywood. They don't like what's happening with the Boy Scouts of America, where Boy Scout leaders have been abusing children. They don't like the sexual perversion. They don't like it. And they are rising up. They don't like the police brutality. They don't like the overcharging by companies. They don't like the fact that there's nobody to call. They don't like the fact that they buy service, they get charged for service, and they don't get the service. They don't like the fact that no one knows how to fix a car today. They don't like the fact that products are substandard. They don't like the fact that Home Depot sells substandard appliances. They don't like the fact that there aren't very many choices for good American products anymore. They don't like the fact that the Clinton crime syndicate has enabled China to dominate U.S. the manufacturing process for the world, and we don't have much in manufacturing here. They don't like that. And it's all coming to a head. And this is happening worldwide. Asia has become the marketing and manufacturing force. If you want to buy sneakers, they come from Asia. If you want to buy socks, they come from Asia. If you want to buy towels, they come from outside the United States. I don't believe that Australia is making any products that I believe that they're not making as many products as they used to. Most everything is coming from Asia. And if you think I'm kidding, you just go, if you happen to be in a parking lot where they have cars and you see all these Asian cars everywhere, just push with your thumb. Now, don't try to dent it, but just push with your thumb against some of the sheet metal and you'll say, wow, I didn't think it was that flimsy. And then push against an American pickup truck, you know, an older one, and you'll see the difference. Push against a Mercedes. Push against a German car. And then push against an Asian one. And you will see that the Asians have figured out how to make it 20% lighter and make it look just as thick. Or half as thick and make it look just as thick. It's an outrage. And people have absolutely, positively had it. We're coming unglued. And the violence, I believe, is going to escalate. Gwyneth, your take on violence, as you mentioned, you wanted to talk more about that.
Yes. There was a video appeared recently on YouTube. I think I might have sent it to you. But this woman, she had come to Australia. I think she was actually a medical doctor. But she'd come to us, you know, when she was younger. I think she did her training when she was in Australia. But she came from Bosnia, And she was originally allowed into Australia as a refugee from the war that they had in Bosnia during the 1990s, from 1992 to 1994. There was an absolutely terrible conflict in Bosnia, Herzegovina, Sarajevo, Kosovo, all that part of the world. It just erupted in violence. And these days, if you talk about that part of the world, everybody rolls their eyes and says, oh, gosh, that area. You know, because at the time, it was headline news every single day that they had this massive, brutal civil war there. All through that region, it just blew up into this massive conflict. But people forget what a civilized part of the world that was. That in 1984, Bosnia hosted the Winter Olympics at Sarajevo, of all places. And nobody remembers that. I remembered that because I watched it on TV. Do you remember the Sarajevo
that.
Olympics?
Yes. Yeah, and yes, I do. Yeah. And I remember a few years later, the whole area was bombed out,
yeah.
Destroyed.
Absolutely, totally destroyed. It went from being one of the most civilized, cultured parts of Europe where everybody went for their ski holidays. You know, this was a ski resort. And it erupted in 8 years after that. It was just, boom, just absolutely, you would not go for a ski holiday, I don't think, in Sarajevo, even today. Because I think that it's probably still rebuilding all these years later. People don't realize that nobody in Berlin expected for Berlin to, you know, be what it became during World War II. You know, if you had asked somebody in, let's say, I don't know, you know, 19, or maybe in 1900, if you had asked a resident of Berlin where they thought their city would be in 40 years' time, I don't think they would have picked the right answer. Because Berlin is a hub of philosophical, cultural education. You know? And it seems to be, you know, and Budapest is the same. Budapest became a communist hellhole during the Cold War. But if you had asked the people of Budapest in Hungary, I think you would say it in America, Budapest. Maybe people on air might understand that. But the natives of that part of the world called it Budapest. But Budapest, you would say that the people were, if you had asked them before communism took a hold, or what do you think, where do you think your city will be in 30 years' time, they would not pick communist hellhole for the answer, but that's what it became. And eventually they did kick the communists out. It took a war for them to kick the communists out. But, you know, this is every place. You look at Belfast. Okay, look at the architecture of Belfast. It is some of the best architecture in Europe. These were not Neanderthal cavemen that built that city. Okay, these were highly cultured and civilized people. The Irish are highly cultured and civilized people. They were for hundreds and hundreds of years the very founts of Christian culture in Europe, while the rest of the Europeans were wallowing in the Dark Ages, the Irish had poetry and they had culture and they had, you know, proper cities and they had the Bible in their own language. And for hundreds and hundreds of years, they were the only city other than the Romans who had the Bible in their own language. You know, and it was, you don't think of that when you think of Northern Ireland. you know. But the Northern Irish, before the English got there, 800 years ago, were some of the most cultured people in Europe. And the only reason why now, when you mention Northern Ireland, once again, everybody rolls their eyes and says, oh, boy, that place, is because the English had their boot on the Irish neck for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, including that they tried to starve the whole country out. You know, that millions and millions of Irish people died as a result of the potato famine, and hundreds of thousands of more, maybe up to a million more, emigrated. We don't even know the numbers for sure. All that we have is the census data, and I think I saw the census data some time ago. These figures might not be accurate, but I seem to remember, it was a long time ago that I saw these figures. In 1845, the Irish population was something like 12 million people. And then in 1850, 5 years later, it was something like 3 million people. You know, those figures might be wrong. But, you know, whatever the figures are, I don't think anyone even has accurate figures. But millions of, what is known is that millions of people starved to death during the potato famine, and it was all England's fault because the British were exporting food out of Ireland all through the famine. And they were using property taxes to force the eviction of tenants and to strong-arm landlords into evicting their tenants. You know, when the whole property tax thing was a fraud anyway under British common law, you know, but that didn't seem to matter to the people who thought they ran the show. And then people wonder why Northern Ireland blew up into the, you know, first of all, the Irish War of Independence and then the Irish Civil War. And then 50 years after that, when things still hadn't been put right, they, you know, trouble. Which only finished in 1994. Now, for younger class members, they may not have been alive in 1994. I was alive in 1994. And I was, you know, I was already, you know, I'd already begun my academic career at the University of Melbourne in 1994. And I went on, when I was at Melbourne University, they were never published. They were bachelor's papers, but I went on to write academic papers on the history of the Highland Clearances and the Irish Troubles. That's what they came to be called. You know, once you begin studying this, it's really, really easy to pick the patterns of what goes on because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And it's the hardest thing in the world for me to look outside my door on the internet and to see where we are headed, which is we are headed for somewhere like Bosnia. We are headed for somewhere like Northern Ireland. We are headed for this sort of scenario, and actually, if it turns out to only be that, we'll be doing quite well, because it could go full Mad Max, and I think it probably will go full Mad Max, and there's absolutely nothing that I can do about it, one way or another. All that I can do is make sure my own house is in order. Does that make sense, Vincent?
10-4. I absolutely agree with you. There's nothing we can do about it. And talk radio is just that. We're do radio, but talk radio just talks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, you mentioned the 1936 Olympics. Class, if you go to your favorite search engine and you type in 1936 Olympics, you'll find that, and you click on images, you'll find plenty of images, photos, if you will, of those Olympics. And you'll see that there are lots of people in the streets. You'll see flags from lots of countries. And there's the United States flag, and right next to it, in full display, in Berlin, is the Nazi flag, swastika, right next to the American flag. And so if you look at images of the 1936 Olympics, you'll see Adolf Hitler was there addressing a huge crowd. That crowd dwarfs the kinds of crowds that you see today, dwarfs them. You will see buttons that you can wear on your lapel that say 1936 Olympics, and you'll see the four rings, and it will say Olympics Berlin, and you'll see the German eagle with the swaz on it, the swastika. You'll see there are lots of photographs with the swastika. You will see images of the Hindenburg LZ-129. Which I have a studio, a photo of, like 18 by 24 inches, original photograph of the Hindenburg, on the voyage just before it blew up at Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Station in New Jersey. You know, we're talking about things can change very quickly. So in 1936, everything was great. The Americans were competing. All these nations were competing in the Olympics. Next thing you know, Germany is being, after they declared war on us in 1941, we finally were able to retaliate and start bombing Germany. That's what happened. So it can change in the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye. So we're talking about Mad Max. We're trying to say that the world is unstable, absolutely unstable. We've got martial law can be declared in a couple weeks. The president literally can start martial law. And what is martial law? Martial law is whatever they say it is. Food can be rationed. Drugs can be rationed. I'm not talking about illegal drugs. I'm talking about life-sustaining drugs. Medical services can be rationed. I'm sorry?
Pharmaceuticals can be rationed.
Pharmaceuticals, right. Right.
Pharmaceuticals.
Food,
yeah.
Pharmaceuticals, fuel. Right. And class, you may not remember this. You'd have to be, maybe a little bit older than Dr. Sheely, who's 90, to remember this. But my mother and father remember rationing. So if you wanted sugar, you could get it. All you needed was to be able to pay for it and a ration coupon. That's all you needed to do to get sugar. If you wanted meat, you could do the same thing, but you had to have the ration coupon for it. If you wanted a tire for your vehicle, same thing. If you wanted gasoline, same thing. Everything was pretty much rationed during the first Great Depression. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The Americans think that you just go to the store and buy it. Well, you may not be able to. And that's what Gwyneth and I and Rich Sheehan and all the instructors here at USA Prepares have been trying to tell you. Maybe you hear the deep concern in my voice. I am extremely concerned. Just try to buy paper towels. Go ahead. Try. Kathy's going to be with us next week, next Friday. And she's going to tell us some history of pricing. What has happened over the years with prices? You know, it's incremental. So it goes up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. I was talking to our son this morning. We ordered some tires. They were delivered. We have a tire shop here. You know, people buy tires from us. No kidding. And why? Because they think we do a better job and they think we do it for less. And the answer is we do. But I asked them, so what's happening with prices? Well, they're going up. But here's the thing. How can they be going up when people aren't driving? Who's driving? Who's wearing out tires? Not too many people. But the price is going up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looters destroyed Philadelphia businesses during a second night of unrest Tuesday. It all started Monday afternoon in West Philly when 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. came at arriving officers with a knife. He was ordered to drop the knife. Mr. Wallace ignored commands and kept coming at police before being shot. Walter Wallace Sr. tells 6 Action News in Philadelphia, COVID-19 is partially to blame.
We all got mental illness between COVID-19 and all this other thing. And mental illness come in, especially when you see people die and call it invisible death. We got to get a cure for this virus.
Both officers involved were wearing body cameras. Hurricane Zeta is at New Orleans' front door this hour. The fortunate aspect, this is a fairly fast-moving storm and should be moving inland fairly quickly. Reported winds are 90 miles an hour. The ocean swells are 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. And we had a chance to do something, but I made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of 3 events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Well, today I've got your
take. My
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I just talked with our son. We got a delivery of tires to get today, this morning. And I said, did you get them all? I said, no, got about half of them. So what I'm trying to tell you, class, is with no uncertainty, it's getting more difficult to get things that you might need. We buy auto parts every day, literally, no exaggeration. And we're finding out that, well, They can get it for us, but it's not in the store. It's not on the shelf. And more items are being have to be special ordered for us. I'm going to tell you something that will absolutely shock you, but this is the truth. Everything I tell you is the truth. But I want you to try to verify, do your own research. But and all of our instructors say the same thing. We buy oil. We do a lot of service on vehicles here at the farm. And we buy oil in bulk. And we try to buy it at the lowest price of the year or a couple times a year. And we negotiate the price with the sellers. And they may have a sale, and we look at that and we say, well, that's nice. But we think it should be a little bit less than that. And we're willing to buy a lot of it. I mean, a lot. If the price is lower. So, for example, we'll get it about 10% lower than the sale price. And when we bought oil about a week ago, I'm talking about engine oil, diesel engine oil, fully synthetic 5W30, conventional 5W30, oil like that. In order to fill our order, we cleaned out most of the stores in the greater Springfield area of a national auto parts chain. In order to meet our order, I'm not kidding. They emptied the shelves of 5 or 6 or 7 stores. All the oil they had came to us. That's how thin the supply is. Now, why did they do that? Because they had a customer who was ready, willing, and able to buy engine oil. And they know that we pay for it. They know that when they deliver it, actually, we picked it up. This particular one, normally they deliver it, but we picked it up. This oil, the amount of oil that we bought, it took a trailer, 10 feet long, 6.5 feet wide, filled to capacity to bring the oil back to the farm. And this is for customers. Okay? So what I'm telling you is that the supply is way, way, way thinner than you might think. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hey, how you doing? You were talking about... Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
You're talking about prices now. I spoke to you about what happened to my German Shepherd. Now, he got sick. 3 weeks it took me to get into the vet because of the closest vet to me. They gave me the current prices. Within that 3 weeks, their prices doubled. I called right before we were going to go there. Doubled. Now, they also said we have a policy. You cannot go in because of the virus restrictions. But then the lady said, but if you're willing to pay more, we'll look the other way. And, so I was glad that I remembered the vet we used to go to that moved. And they were really fine. Didn't charge me anything extra. And from what I had wind up having to happen, they were very cordial. But here's the other thing I didn't tell you about. The things that, we're dealing with. Now, because they've been harassing us to come in for covert testing, the two of us. I won't do it. Cut off my insurance. So I'm having to decide what to do medically over what to do food-wise in my house. And I never, ever was late or done anything with my utilities. They're always done ahead of time. So I picked one of your ideas, Gwyneth. Call your people and see about working something out ahead of time. They said they don't care. My electric company, it's a co-op too like yours. They don't care. If you don't pay it on time, they don't care about the virus, they will shut you off. And I said, wait a minute, you're not doing virus? You're not doing virus things? Are your staff working? Oh, no, some of the staff's at home and off work because of the virus, but we're still paying them. Now, wait a minute. So you got all these people. It's got to be happening to a lot of people. Everything's getting hit. Everything in the store. Bleach is expensive. Everything is expensive now. It's going up every time I go out, if they even have it.
I don't want to do I told you so, and I'm not speaking to you, David, and I'm not speaking to Gwyneth. I'm speaking to the class. When the coronavirus first hit in the early part of this year, like January, I said there would be massive inflation. I said there would be a panic. I said there would be short supply. It's all here. Now, it's not like I'm the brightest guy on the planet. It's just obvious. It's absolutely obvious. Anybody who has paid any attention to history knows. Anybody who has taken economics 101 knows about supply and demand. Anybody who pays attention to the supply chain knows that Walmart doesn't have any back room, except maybe for the meat department, where they stage and then they open the boxes and put the meat on the refrigerated display cases. Other than that, there's no back room. So the supply, the back room that used to be at these stores is now the tractor trailer on the way to the store. That is the back room. And if anything happens to that tractor trailer, like an engine problem or a blown tire, the inventory is not going to make it to the store. It'll be delayed.
Now, I have another comment. Sorry.
When we bought tires, let me just weave this into it. I don't buy four tires. If I need four tires, I buy five. Because I know they're going to change the design. I know that I'm going to have trouble getting one to match. I know that there's a possibility that with all the stones in the dirt road that we have, I'm going to get sliced tires. And I know that, I don't know when, but I know I'm going to have a sidewall puncture or a non-repairable puncture. Not just like a nail. I'm talking about, like an arrow being shot through it. That kind of thing. That's the kind of stones we have around here. Arrowheads, that's what we drive over. And I know that it would be stupid for me to just buy four tires because one of them is going to get destroyed, at least, and at least I'll have one to make the back to that complete set of four, should one fail. So I buy five. Well, three of them, it's going to take a couple weeks to get them. I'm talking about a general tire. I'm not talking about some weird name. I'm talking about sooner or later, you'll own generals, those guys? Really? That's what's happening across the country, and it's not just tires. David?
Now, here's another thing. With these riots and the protests, there's truckers refusing to haul their goods into these cities. So you have that problem, too. And it's going to get worse. The worse this gets, this is going to get worse.
Okay, so now I've talked to Norm Shealy, on the air. I'm not sharing any secrets. It's getting a little more difficult to get medical supplies, and the prices are going up. Okay? So we may think that, oh shoot, we'll just take the cat, the dog, to the vet. Okay. Our domestic animals. Well, the veterinarian may not have the supplies necessary for surgery, may not have the anesthetics, may not have the biologicals, may not have the antibiotics. It depends on how well they plan. Now, veterinarians are pretty good because most of them are farmers, right? They plan, but they may not be able to get the supplies. This is for real. And some of the biologicals, come in one of those styrofoam cases because they have to be refrigerated during transportation. So they pack it with dry ice and they put them in those like Omaha Steak type shipping containers, styrofoam, 2 inches thick, so they can survive the 2-day transportation. Well, we may have a tough time getting those things. Hypodermic needles, where do they come from? Most of them come from the Chi-Coms. No kidding.
Oh. Yeah. You know something, Vincent? I know that I emailed you privately on a similar topic. People are going to have to, it's kind of an interesting topic. People are going to have to learn how to do their own medical care for themselves, and they're going to have to learn how to do their own medical care for their animals. They're just going to have to do that. And from time to time in the past, I've had to do medical procedures on myself, on my children, and on my animals, because there has been no medical care simply for the fact that we, for a long time, we've lived out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, there have been times where my family and I have been homeless in the middle of the Australian outback, and there is no medical care out there, and you've got to figure out how to do it yourself.
Okay, let me give you one example. Let me give you one example, class. So, you know, if you go to the dentist, they'll say, you know, don't forget to floss. Don't forget to floss. You don't have to floss all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep, right? All right, well, that being the case, we take dental, and dental floss is almost irrelevant, but we take it for granted. We take Q-tips for granted. We used to take toilet paper for granted. We used to take paper towels for granted, washcloths, soap. We used to take all this stuff for granted. Try to get it now. Just try. It's getting harder. It really is. So now it's almost like if you see it and you have the money and you need it, you ought to buy it because it may not be available tomorrow. Our son was buying tires, you know, with me yesterday, and we're, you know, we're looking on at the website, and we're, you know, picking which tires we want. And he said, "Dad, we got to go faster. Come on, hurry up, Dad, because if you wait another minute and you try to decide between this tread pattern and that tread pattern, they'll probably be gone. Come on." You know, and it's not like I really dilly dally. It's not like that. You know, I'm trying to be really efficient, but I want to get the right ones. Well, now it looks like you got to hurry up because there's somebody in front of you. And if you try to buy something on the internet and you put it in your cart, and if you say, well, let me go get a cup of coffee, I'll be right back. And then you come back and you find out it's out of your cart because someone else bought it. Well, that was the last,
yeah.
That was the last six pack of peas, or that last six pack of corn, or that was the last, a pound of spaghetti or pasta sauce? Seriously? That's what's happening. And I am not exaggerating. David, are you finding this?
No.
Or is it?
Okay. Yes. Not just that. The quality control is terrible. The cans of vegetables we've received within the last few months that we bought bulked up on, we have not found one can without twigs, sticks, something in it.
Bugs in spaghetti?
Everyone.
Bugs in Aldi spaghetti. I know Gwyneth loves Aldi. We used to. Yeah, bugs. And where'd they come from? Bugs in the spaghetti. Box cases of bugs from Aldi. And great value.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kenneth is with us live in Australia. David's on with us in Illinois. And I mentioned I was going to talk more about this on Friday, but during hour number one, but David brought it up first, and that is the quality of items is going down. People aren't paying attention to quality control. And so one of the boys bought some Tazo tea, T-A-Z-O. And it's, you know, they're individually, there's a box, and in there it's like 20 tea bags, and each one is in a paper envelope. And they were manufactured such that the glue that holds the paper envelope together with the bag inside, the glue adhered to the tea bag. So when you open up the paper envelope to get the tea bag, you shred the tea bag and you destroy it. So I opened one box and I found a lot of them. So I opened another box, same thing. So I called Tazo, talked to a really nice guy at Unilever. Unilever, this multinational corporation, is the owner of Tazo. So you think it's this boutique tea. Uh-uh. It's owned by Unilever. Anyway, so the customer service rep, and we're talking about, I don't know, a couple dollar box of tea, right? Maybe, I don't know, $2, something like that. And he said, well, you should get it at a different store. What he's telling me, well, this is Walmart, right? Probably came from Walmart, I guess. One of those, you order it and then they bring it out to you, you know, and throw it in your truck, that kind of thing. Well, what he was saying is, I said Walmart, and he said, once you get it from a different store, what he's saying is there are probably so many defective boxes of tea that were in that shipment. Go someplace else, and maybe you will find ones that aren't defective. David, I'm putting an exclamation point on what you said. You are spot on, right on the money. I am not kidding. Any comments? David, and then Gwyneth.
yesterday, my wife made some pasta. It turned into nothing but a pile of gum. It had to be thrown away. We just bought that from Walmart. Now, I do know people that work and did deliveries from Walmart, and Walmart will buy the substandard, not checked, or things that maybe something was wrong when they did a spot check on one, so they would take the whole pallet aside. That's why they get the stuff so cheap. But I assume they would be better. I don't want to eat twigs when I'm getting a can of vegetables every time.
You're talking about beans? Green beans?
Yeah. Yep. You got it.
Okay. How did I know? Well, you know, class, it's not just me. It's not just David. Gwen, what's happening in Australia? Are you seeing the failure of the quality assurance people, the quality control people? Are we going back to Japan like just before World War II, where people used to say, oh, it's junk, it's made in Japan? No kidding. We fixed that. A couple of professors from the University of New Mexico went over to Japan and fixed the quality problem. And I'm not kidding. You can look that up. One of them's name was Demig. But we fixed that. And made in Japan, equal sign, junk. That's what it used to mean, made in Japan. Well, we're heading that way. Gwyneth, is it happening in Australia too?
Mostly here in Australia, the food quality is still okay for whatever reason. But what I wanted to mention was, you know, just to put an exclamation point on what David from Illinois was saying about his trouble getting medical care for himself and for his animals, and also everything. People need to figure out what people did before the modern world was invented, because the modern world wasn't always here, okay? And another thing, so many products here in Victoria, there's not a quality issue, but there is an issue with over-regulation. So a lot of product becoming hard to obtain, because the industries that, you know, that those products are built around are just getting regulated to smithereens, okay? There's too much red tape. And what people are going to have to do is they're going to have to fight. They're going to have to do what people did during World War II, when this happened, when they had the ration books and the coupons and all of that. It was all too much for some people. The products were unobtainable. So a black market developed. All right? And people are going to have to develop or establish black markets just to obtain products. That is what people are going to have to do out of necessity. I'm not saying that anybody should willfully go and pursue a criminal career, but this is a matter of survival. That we are unable to get goods and services that we need, and in order to get things that we need, people are going to have to establish their own systems for getting them, whether the government approves or not.
Okay, so a farmer down the road, you're right on the money. Farmer down the road got a call. I called the veterinarian, and the veterinarian said, "Well, y'all live near the Finellas, you know them, right? Give their boy a call. He'll be glad to help you." This is with veterinarian issues. What we're saying, class, is doctoring at home, learning how to do it. Gwyneth is right. David is right. We're in a lot of trouble.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.